Jessica Dupuy has been writing about the wine industry in Texas for about a decade.
And many people, when I say that to them outside of the state, when I say, hey, you know, I write about Texas wine, they kind of give me this funny look like, oh, there's wine in Texas?
So she says she's very aware of how those in the wine world view places like Arizona. If you're not California, Washington, or Oregon, you're often counted out. And that meant she was primed to take a look at the emerging wine industry here in our state and give it a chance.
She did that recently for wine magazine Guild Somm, and she says she was really interested in what she tasted from here. According to the Arizona Department of Tourism, the Arizona wine industry here is up $20 million over the past 6 years, and now more than 50% of local winery visitors are from out of state. So is Arizona wine finally making it onto the map? Here's more from Dupuy.
Most people, and we get kind of the same stigma with Texas, when you think about Arizona, you think, okay, there's desert and cactus and pretty sunsets, and how in the world could you have vineyards there? And so it was really cool to dig deep into the flavors, right? Like to the what a lot of people would call terroir of these wines. So when I tasted them, kind of trying to understand what is the soil, what is the climate, what are the different variations that kind of go into producing quality vineyard and quality wine by extension. What is it revealing in the nose and on the palate? And I think there's this really neat kind of old world character to a lot of these wines that I wasn't expecting.
And you talk a lot about in the article about the different climates that are producing wine here in Arizona right now and how that results in, like you said, different terroir, different tasting wines. Can you tell us about some of the different regions and what those wines are generally like that come out of them?
Yeah, so this was kind of interesting to me as well. And it makes sense when you start thinking about the regions like Sonoyta or Wilcox or even Verde Valley, because we have such interesting different elevations within Arizona, more like microclimates, if you will. So as opposed to like the Rocky Mountains that rise, you know, from a very particular spot and go all the way up to these high elevations, Arizona has these kind of more spots that are low and then high, and then they rise and then they fall. And because of that, you're getting these different temperature shifts. You're also getting some really interesting geological shifts so that the soils are revealing different things. All of those little pieces of the puzzle, if you will, are going to give you some real different characters in the wine.
So we here in Arizona have heard about the wine industry here starting and growing and how much it's growing for years now. But I wonder sort of what is the impression of the Arizona wine industry and of Arizona wine from the outside? Like, is it becoming legitimate at this point?
I would say there's kind of two circles that you have to look at. So the broad circle is the general American public, right? And the answer there is no. I think it would be very, very surprising to most people outside of Arizona. Most people are completely clueless and have no idea that there's wine coming out of Arizona. But what I think is really cool is that when you talk to people in the industry, when you talk to sommeliers and buyers, people who have influence with regards to the purchase and sell of wines, they are aware that, you know, pretty much every state in the country makes wine, and that with a state like Arizona in particular, they have been producing wines and winning awards with these wines. So not just are they making it, but they have been turning heads in blind competitions where judges are, you know, tasting these wines blind and giving them merit based on the quality. So when I spoke to different sommeliers about it, they were I wouldn't say they were experts on it, but they were certainly aware and very intrigued by where Arizona would be going in the next few years.
Yeah. So what is next in the next few years? Like, so much of wine and creating quality wine has to do with how old the grapes are, right? Like how old the vines are. And so I wonder, how much does that play into it? Is this just, it takes time to build this?
Right. Yes, it does take time. I mean, when you plant a vineyard from its infancy, it really isn't going to be producing a commercial usable crop for the first 3 years. And even then, that fruit is not going to be that complex. So it's not until that 5, 6, 7 year time frame that the fruit starts to be very, very exciting. But more important, I think, is the amount of fruit that's actually planted, right? So So Arizona doesn't have, I don't think, more than about 1,000 acres planted across the state. By contrast, California has over like 600,000 acres. So the challenge that Arizona has is not so much is the wine good, but do we have enough wine that other people can take notice? And this is happening a lot among the smaller states, smaller wine industry states throughout the country, in that some of them aren't necessarily even producing wines with grapes 100% from the state in which they're selling the wine. So what that means is, by federal law, you really only have to have 75% of juice or grape, you know, grapes grown within that state in a wine in order to label it as an Arizona wine, for instance. That means that 25% of it can come from California or New Mexico or Texas, something like that. So what's really interesting, and I think what's really important, is that the state of Arizona, there are some producers within the state who have said, you know what, we're going to stake our claim beside Arizona vineyards and the production of true Arizona wine. And they've created what's called the Arizona Vigneron Alliance. Basically, what they're saying is, you know, we believe in this industry. We believe in standing by the quality of wines that we can make. If you want approval by this alliance, then your wines are vetted through a blind tasting of a panel of experts who taste them, and they have to be 100% Arizona wine. What that's going to do for the state is kind of put it on the next level. The more wines that you have that are vetted by something like this, that are standing by quality, that are standing by the true promise and potential that the vineyards of Arizona have, it's going to encourage people to plant more vineyards. It's going to encourage people to really focus on the quality of the wines they're producing from those vineyards. And that's what's going to be the deciding factor in how outsiders look at the industry itself. They're going to say, you know what, these guys are taking this very seriously, and they're willing to kind of put their money where their mouth is in terms of making a quality wine that really truly represents the state.
Jessica Dupuy is a freelance food and wine writer who recently took a look at Arizona wine. Jessica, thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me.